You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
And indeed, that's what we're wishing each and every one of you. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to Wednesday. Yes, what do we say this morning? Oh, we say WTW, welcome to Wednesday. It is the 12th of April. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you from now just after 7 o'clock right through till 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you off to a good start on this Wednesday morning. Today, by the way, born on this day, the 12th of April, was William Cookworthy. 1705 he was born. Now, he was an English Quaker minister, a pharmacist and an innovator in several fields of technology. He discovered China clay. It wasn't in China, it was in Cornwall, and devised a way of making porcelain, which previously was imported from China. He advised naval officers that scurvy might be prevented and treated by supplying crews with fresh fruit and vegetables, and in their absence, oh dear, sauerkraut, which of course they're all rich in vitamin C.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
What I need.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The title of that is Bigger. It's the same name. It's the title track off of the album. It was the sixth studio album by the American group there, country music duo called Sugarland. And they come out of Atlanta in Georgia. And before that one, bring us in this morning, I Want to Be Rich. Tell me all. Song by the American R&B duo, that was Calloway. That was released in 1989. It was the third and final single from their album called All the Way. And it is the band's only top 10 hit on the US Billboard Hot 100. Take us to shower time. This is the Cranberries. You shouldn't be having any more of these at the moment. It's called Dreams. Because it is wakey wakey time, you know.
Thank you.
Yes, and there they go. Dreams by the Cranberries as we get you into the show as quickly as we can because we're 30 seconds late. What have we got for you in the show this morning, Mr. Mark Ronson? Mark Ronson, and this is Uptown Funk.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
There we go. Right. Out of the shower you get. Come on. That's it. I hope you're going to have an absolutely great Wednesday as you make your way off to wherever it is you're going. I know a lot of you are already doing that. So you make your way into the office, 8 o'clock this morning. By the way, mustn't forget on there to mention not just Mark Ronson, but Bruno Mars, of course, on Uptown Funk. Time on the Breakfast Show, 20 and a half minutes after the 7 o'clock. Couple of good mornings. As always, a very good early morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. And also to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Now, if you remember rightly, yesterday we played a request for her daughter, for Regan. And Renee says, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Our daughter Reagan says thank you for the fun birthday shout out yesterday, and you asked if we could play this one from Oasis. It's Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
So there we go. That's it. Wonderwall. That comes from Oasis this morning. And what have we got lined up for you? Well, it is Wednesday. I'm happy to say Andreas will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. He's going to be looking at the new Super Mario Brothers movie, which has just apparently been released. We'll see what he feels about that a little bit later on this morning. Of course, our usual bits and pieces as well, bottom of the hour. We'll look at some of the international news and business headlines. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Also, we'll look at some of the local news. We'll be checking in with Ingrid and, of course, with Yasmin as well. And back to the music. This will take us to the bottom of the hour. This comes from Hall & Oates. If you didn't know, it's a method of modern love. 25 past the hour of 7.
Let's
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
And if you are keeping on the time is 29 minutes, almost 29 minutes, as we make our way to 8 o'clock. Some of the international news and business news for this morning, comments by French President Emmanuel Macron on Taiwan, are puzzling, according to a senior Taiwanese politician, wondering whether France's founding ideals of liberty, equality and fraternity are now out of fashion. Macron, in comments in an interview on a trip to China that was meant to showcase European unity on China policy, there was caution now against being drawn into crisis over Taiwan, driven by an American rhythm and a Chinese overreaction. And that's what he said. Well, French officials were in damage control mode on Tuesday as they tried to contain anger, division and confusion sparked by President Emmanuel Macron's comments. And it says here that Europe's dependence on the United States and its relations with China and Taiwan, this is what all the fuss is about. So there we go. A probe into the leak, by the way, of secret US documents likely will require investigators to examine those who had access and scrutinize details like objects captured in photos of the materials, former US officials told Reuters, as pressure grows to find the person or the group responsible. The Department of Justice opened a formal criminal probe last week. This was after the matter was referred to by the Pentagon, which is assessing the damage done by what may be the most damaging release of classified US information in years. A Chinese woman has become the first person to die from a type of bird flu that is rare in humans, the World Health Organization said, but the strain does not appear to spread between people. The 56-year-old woman from the southern province of Guangdong was the third person known to have been infected with the H3N8 subtype of avian influenza, the World Health Organization said in a statement on Tuesday. All of the cases have been in China, with the first two cases reported last year. Ukrainian hackers claim to have broken into the emails of a senior Russian military spy wanted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for hacking the Hillary Clinton campaign and other senior US Democrats. This was ahead of Donald Trump's election to the presidency in 2016. In a message that was posted to Telegram on Monday, a group calling itself Cyber Resistance said that it had stolen correspondence from Lieutenant Colonel Sergei Amurgachev, who was charged in 2018 with helping organize the hack and leak of emails from the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' newly formed oversight board is now seeking to assert control over development in two cities where Walt Disney World Resort is located, the latest twist in a battle for authority over the company's Florida theme parks. A resolution which was seen on Tuesday by Reuters would give the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board the power to review and evaluate development in the 25,000 square acres of property in and around Walt Disney Co.'s theme parks. European stock indices hit new highs on Wednesday as markets anticipated crucial US inflation data, which could give signals on how soon the Federal Reserve will end its aggressive rate hikes. Markets were in wait-and-see mode ahead of the data, but small gains pushed Europe's blue chip stocks 500. The broader indices of the Pan-European Stock 600 index was up 0.2% after touching its highest since March the 7th. Right before the collapse of US lender Silicon Valley Bank rattled financial markets, while Britain's FTSE touched the highest since March the 10th and was up at 0.6%, the US S&P 500 index was set to open higher. Oil prices steadied on Wednesday as the market waited for US inflation data later in the day that will likely influence the Federal Reserve's policy on interest rate hikes. Brent crude, that gained 14 cents or 0.2% to $85.75 a barrel. That was by 0917 GMT today, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that rose 10 cents or 0.1% to $81.63 a barrel. And lastly, Twitter Inc. CEO Elon Musk said on Wednesday the social media company is roughly breaking even as most of its advertisers have returned and its aggressive cost-cutting efforts have started bearing fruit. This is after massive layoffs, of course. Musk, in an interview with BBC broadcast live on Twitter Spaces, said that Twitter has about 1,500 employees now, a sharp decline from just under 8,000 staff members it had before he took over in October. Twitter has been marked by chaos and uncertainty since the $44 billion acquisition by Elon Musk, as its layoffs have also included many engineers, by the way, responsible for fixing and preventing service outages, sources told Reuters. That's it. There we go. There's our look. Some of the international news headlines and some business news for you as we start our way up to 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Okay. I'm the one who took you for granted. I've made up, let's not break up.
And there we go, Thrill Me from Simply Red. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 18 before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a little rummage around, see what's happening in the world, see if there's any good stories out there so that we can give you a little bit of antidepressants after listening to the world news this morning, as we do. And also, if you've got a request for us, by the way, don't forget you can keep in touch with us here on The Breakfast Show. Our WhatsApp number, straight into the studio, right in front of us here, we've got the number 677-188-22. It's easy, isn't it? 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Always love to hear from you. French, there's Fresh Fox and Hearts on Fire. Right, I'll tell you what, somebody asked me the other day, you know, my favourite piece, because as we moved through the sort of 60s, 70s and 80s, we came into the 90s, music really did start to change, not all of it for the good. And somebody did ask me, what's your favourite track from the 1990s? And I guess it must be this one from Radiohead, and it's called Creep.
just like an angel. Skin makes me cry. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
This classic, isn't it? Of course it is. Radiohead and Creep. If you want to keep an eye on the time, 9.5 minutes, top of the hour, it's coming up. And let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She says here, wishes everybody a great Wednesday. And could you please play two in a row? Are yours for Wagon Wheel and Killing Time from Clint Black. Well, I do have both of them. I've got the first one, but it's not by Clint Black. I can't find it by him. It's by Darius Rucker, which is Wagon Wheel. And following on from that, yes, I do have Clint Black and Killing Time. But here's Darius Rucker.
God, I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh. I can see my baby tonight. So right me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Right me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, right.
pick a banjo now. Oh, no country where to keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Yeah, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon.
Jerry D.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I
And there we go, two in a row for Mary Lou this morning. That one there, Clint Black and Killing Time. And Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel, was the one before that one. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour. I just want to remind you about something, because with today's internet everything, isn't it? Just had my modem change the other day, which is why we were late yesterday. You have to have more capacity for all these things to talk to each other. But don't forget, one of those things is your printer. So don't let your printer become the entry point for cyber attacks. DataServe, they've got great promotions on HP printers, all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. All you got to do is go to DSPMA.com and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP. Again, go and check it out. DSPMA, DataServe, Panama, DSPMA. It's as easy as that. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Vale Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Vale Motors.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
And the capture in the right. Eisenhower vaccine. England's got.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Wednesday, humpity hump day, humpity hump day, and the cook is getting ready to head back to the Panama El Valle area. She'll land in Tocumen later on today and then drive to El Valle tomorrow, so we're wishing her a very safe travel. She was an integral part of our celebration last night. Oh, my goodness, my father and mother had their friends over, had their entire family together. We took pictures, we kissed, we hugged, we drank champagne, ate cake. And then my niece, who lives in Ohio, ordered pizza for everybody. Woohoo! Yay! So then we had a free dinner, too. It was very nice. Very, very nice. Well, today's a bit rainy here in Florida, or central Florida, on the coast of the, what is it called, the Gulf of Mexico coast. We're about 70 miles south of Tampa in a little town called Nokomis. Nokomis in Seminole means safe water. Last year was the first year that a hurricane had hit this area in over 50 to 60 years. So this area, because of the way its inlet and the way the waters flow and the way the Gulf of Mexico flows, is a very safe place and very well protected from hurricanes. So I'm at my pawpaw's house sitting down having a cup of coffee, going to get the cook off and away, and then I'm going to take my mom to get her blood test. I'm going to be a new caregiver. I'm going to learn how to do all that good stuff for my mama. Yeah, good stuff. Like I said, it's starting to rain here, so I'm a little concerned that the cook is going to be driving up Highway I-75. So all you people going to work, get off the road. Get off the road. Clear way for the cook. I want her to get to the airport safely. And once she does get to the airport, in the Tampa wing, there's this great little club. Well, it's a, you know, how they have bars and restaurants and whatnots in the airport. It's called Gasparilla. Oh, and Gasparilla was a very famous pirate here in Florida, and he was, they have a Gasparilla Day in February, which we celebrate. Oh, lots of fun, and he has great beer and cool t-shirts. All right, I'm hoping you all have a safe Wednesday. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
There we go. The title track from Bridge Over at Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. One of those great albums released in the early 1970s, 71, late 60s, early 70s. Before that one, we had Billy Joel, and he didn't start, we didn't start the fire. And big thanks to Ingrid for checking into us this morning, because they had a big day yesterday. Andreas, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How long have you been married?
I've been married 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
Because Ingrid's parents, she's up in Florida right now, they celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary.
So pretty close to me, then.
That's like a life sentence, isn't it, really?
Not a life sentence, a life bliss, Jerry.
That's what I said.
You did not.
Oh.
By the way, did you pronounce Billy Joel?
Yes.
It's Billy Joel.
Is it got an E in it?
Doesn't matter.
And then at the end, Joel.
Nobody calls you Gary.
My mother-in-law calls me Jelly.
Why?
She's from China.
Fair enough.
Billy
Joel. He's from New Jersey. He's not British.
N-O-E-L. How do you pronounce it?
Noel.
No, you don't.
You can Noel. Say Noel.
Noel.
That's fair, but I've heard Noel.
J-O-E-L.
I heard Noel.
J-O-E-L. How do you pronounce that? Joel.
I gotta be honest, man. I think he can decide how you pronounce it. I don't think you have a say on that. For example, your name, Jerry Dowden. You can see Dowden or you can say Doden. I don't know. You can go either way. No?
I can't. But, well, it's a little bit like the Americans say David Bowie.
Correct.
It's not Bowie.
It's Bowie. Nobody pronounces it Bowie. Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard Bowie.
How do you pronounce that knife?
What knife?
Bowie knife.
A Bowie knife.
Is it a Bowie knife or a Bowie knife?
A Bowie knife.
Okay. That's all right then.
I think I've never heard Bowie, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, some people do.
Those people are mistaken.
Because, well, see, in English, you can say, how do you say bow, like a bow and arrow?
Correct.
How do you say bow, like in bowing to the queen? The same letters, B-O-W.
But vow, isn't vow with a small V, to bow to the queen, no?
You don't.
No, that's vow. That's vow as in a promise.
A commitment,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, commitment, yeah.
We're doing well so far.
We're doing grammar. I hope people really, really wanted to join in for the grammar session.
Anyway, how's your week been?
It's good. I enjoyed the beach. I had a little accident, though.
You did?
I did. I hurt my knee.
You did. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, I was trying to...
But I think, you know, the people need to put this in context.
In context.
Because you had your little girl with you.
I did.
Because you took her out in the morning because she was crying and she was in the house and all the other people were asleep.
I didn't want to disturb people.
You took her outside on the beach. When you came back, the people were still asleep.
And all doors were locked to the building where I was at.
Okay, so not only was the door locked, but since you've been out, they obviously built a wall then.
No, the wall was there. They didn't build it. They're not ants. Build stuff.
Okay, all right.
But anyways, I couldn't get into the building. I had a little girl.
Have you tried knocking on the door?
I did. The intercom was damaged because I'll say this for this country. I don't understand why intercoms never work or are never used. You go to a building here in Panama and you gotta go to the security guard, announce yourself. They gotta call upstairs. They gotta write you down. Like, there's a reason intercoms exist, so people can buzz in. And if the people up there want to see them...
Do you use the intercom of this building?
Of this building?
Mm-hmm.
I do, I buzz the security guard.
Why don't you call the apartment?
Because I never remember the number.
It's because we never told you.
No, she tells me every time.
Well, she shouldn't have done, because... Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. Excuse me.
Hello.
Did you give him the number of the apartment to dial on downstairs?
Of course.
Yes.
Why?
There you go.
Why?
Because he's a guest.
I am a guest.
Oh,
I am a guest. There you go. That's a beautiful, beautiful answer by Jasmine. I am a guest.
This is a funny.
Is that a laugh on how great a guest I'm? I'm a charming guest. People laugh at my joke.
So anyway, let's get back to the wall, because this is important.
So yeah. So anyways, I get back to the apartment after my walk with my little girl. Mm-hmm, it's 7:38. and I can't get into the building, and the baby is asleep at that point, so I'm calm. I'm trying to call people on the phone. Nobody answers. I try to call the security guard. He's not there. The intercoms are not working, and the baby wakes up.
Okay.
I've been there for like 15 minutes at this point, and she starts crying. And I'm like, how am I going to get in? Nobody answers the phone. And I see that the wall is climbable. Or at least in my head, like, oh, this is climbable.
There's not a lot in there.
What do you mean?
In your head.
Fair. And I decide, I can do this. I've done this a million times. But I forget that I haven't done this in maybe 20 years. And I try to climb the wall. I put the stroller in parking so the baby doesn't move. And I'm going to jump the wall so I can open the door from the other side and let us in. Sadly, it did not go well. I hit the wall pretty hard with my knee.
As you do.
As I do. And I got a big scrape. I think I needed some stitches. I didn't want to ruin my vacation, so I just let it bleed a little bit and cleaned it up.
As you do, yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm hurting a little bit.
So hang on, when you tried to jump over the wall, where was the baby?
I put the stroller in parking. I left it
there.
And
you were going to jump over the wall?
Yes.
And leave the baby?
No, and open the door from the other side. As you describe it, it sounds bad. As I describe it, it sounds like survival.
This is the Andreas Clementi book of
parenting.
Parenting, you know? Leave baby outside, jump wall. Oops, ouch, that hurt.
And I didn't make it. So the baby never stayed alone.
So how long did you have to wait before somebody let you in?
After I was bleeding, I started yelling, and the baby was already awake, so I started yelling pretty profusely.
So you woke them up anyway.
I woke everybody up.
Which you were trying to avoid when you took the baby out in the first place.
But it was already like 8 o'clock in the morning. People should wake up at that time. What is this?
On vacation?
It's still... There's little kids. People are awake. Or they should be. That's my opinion.
We're talking little kiddies things. You watched the Mario movie.
I did. Yeah. I came back from the beach on Sunday, and I watched the Super Mario Brothers.
Yasmin, have you seen Super Mario Brothers?
No.
No. Is it because it's not grown up enough for you? Or?
Exactly.
Yeah, all I know is it's two in a row. Now it's two in a row that I have seen that Jasmine hasn't. So I'm just saying. If anybody out there keeping count.
Okay, there's no reason to show off.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Two in a row.
All right. So, shall we get into this then? And by the way, this is a rather long plot, and I can see a long word in there, which I don't think...
Listen, last time I was here and you read the plot, you did a poor job.
Well, I did.
You did.
And I think I'll make a worse job.
No, you gotta do better. You need to...
Anthropomorphic.
What? Anthropomorphic. Don't mispronounce that one.
Anthropomorphic.
There you go. You got
there
that
you
one.
Go. Okay, thank you.
Anyways,
a mushroom.
We were talking about the fact that you've never really played Mario Brothers.
No.
Any sort of Mario Brothers game. No. And you were like, oh, you were grown up, but we made the math. We did the math.
Right.
And you were about 29 years old. And at 29 years old, you can still play video games. It's still okay. It's still pretty normal at that age to play video games, I guess. I didn't play video games at that age.
This isn't just something new. Very rarely have I played video games.
Like,
punto.
Did you ever go to, like, an arcade or something? No? Not an arcade kind of guy?
Well, they were, because in those days, they were the only thing we had sometimes. We didn't have television.
And what games did you play in the arcade?
I played Skittles. And I thought,
Skittles? That's a candy. That's not a game.
You see, you've got to remember that when I went to arcades, it was before they had all these computer games, you see.
What did you play, like... Hopscotch?
To be honest, I can't remember. Well, we had these like mechanical things where you have a claw that...
Oh, that's
you
a
know,
game?
One of those games where, you know, you try and pick things up that they never do.
What about Ataris? Like, had Pong and
yeah, Metroid we started to get those towards some of those, like, and Tetris. And
there you go, Tetris.
Yeah, classic. There you go, Tetris. They're making a movie about that.
Oh, yeah, I started watching it, but...
You couldn't get the pieces to
no,
fit.
No, I didn't get subtitles. And there's a lot of the movie in Russian, and I was like, I can't do this.
You haven't learned Russian? You better, because I've been need it soon.
I've been practicing, but I can't. So I'm like, I need this movie with subtitles.
Anyways,
Mario Brothers.
Let's see. Okay, Super Mario Brothers.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelenic, starring Chris Pratt, Charlie Day, and Jack Black. Give us a plot, Jerry.
Right, you sure? I did a really bad job last week.
But you practiced this time, I'm sure.
No, just there's a big long word in there.
But you got it. You practiced.
Anthropomorphic.
No, you got it wrong on that one. anthropomorphic.
I understand.
No, you did not.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
You said
that applies to Renee as well, who said that she laughs every time I say Billy Joel.
Here's the thing, because she should. Anyways.
A Brooklyn plumber named Mario travels through the Mushroom Kingdom with a princess named Peach and an anthropomorphic mushroom named Toad to find Mario's brother Luigi and to save the world from ruthless fire-breathing Koopa named Bowser. What's a Koopa?
A Koopa is a monster. It's a little villain classic from the Mario Brothers world or universe.
Okay.
I gotta be honest, you read that pretty well.
Okay.
You're back.
Thank you.
Anthropomorphic. Nailed it.
Okay.
Anyways, start with the positives. Creative and organic introduction of the classical plumber characters into the magical world. Pretty tough. Because at the end of the day, the gimmick of the game is pretty out there. It's pretty weird. It is an Italian stereotypical plumber that goes into a mushroom kingdom and hits bricks. Like, the actual building of the game is pretty weird. So to build a story that makes any sort of sense was a pretty hard task, and I think they really did it well. I was pleased how they went about it, I gotta be honest.
I did that yesterday. Plumbing.
You did?
I did.
But I heard you failed.
No, it was fine. I did it.
But you took longer, though.
Took longer. It's not easy getting into those positions, I can tell you.
There we go.
Yeah.
Anyways, continuing with the positives. All actors are giving a genuine motivation that validates their actions throughout. And this is super important, again, regarding the when you play the video game, you don't know anything about Mario. You don't know anything about Peach, for reals. You don't know anything about any character. And they have to build backstories. They have to give these people some personalities. And they do this in this movie, and these actors portray them. And it really works well. The building of this story was pretty hard. And I think the directors find something that worked. Voice actors do a great job. Standout being Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong. Did you play Donkey Kong?
I beg your pardon?
That was an arcade game.
Was it?
I think so.
I didn't know, but
the monkey that threw barrels?
I didn't play that.
True story, though. Mario Brothers came out from Donkey Kong. It wasn't the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
As people might be mistaken. Anyways, many callbacks to the classic video games we get from Luigi's Haunted House to Mario Kart to classics like the cartridges and how you had to blow into the cartridges to make them work. You get a lot of callbacks to the classic video games and how people played the game. That was pretty fun and nostalgic. I enjoyed that. Princess Peach is not just a damsel in distress. And this is obviously what's going to happen. Princess Peach in the games is just a character Mario has to save, and there's nothing else about her. In this, she has a personality. She's brave. She's action-forward. I enjoyed that. Very good SAG on the song. Bowser's song. Bowser, as people know, is played by Jack Black, who is a very talented musician and is a very talented comedy musician.
Mm-hmm.
He has a band called Tenacious D. And he has, in the middle of the movie, a love song. And it's hilarious. Obviously, I'm sure it was written by Jack Black himself. And I was cracking up. Very funny interactions between Mario and Donkey Kong. They are kind of antagonists in the film. They're not enemies, but they don't get along that well. And it seems a little bit like a buddy cop movie, them both. And I highly enjoyed it. The power-ups are key to the story. Mm-hmm. Power-ups is a classic trope of the video game. You either eat a mushroom and get bigger, or you touch a fire flower and you had the powers to throw fire, or grab a hat and you could fly, etc., etc. These are pivotal to the story, and make, obviously it's not that it makes sense, but it adds to the story the importance of these power-ups. So I was, again, key world-building on this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious, depressing, incarcerated ghost. This is a very adult joke that happens throughout the film. There is a little ghost that is incredibly happy, but says really depressing things. He's incarcerated, and you can't stop laughing at it, to the point that at the end of the movie, he comes back to one last joke, and it really cracked me up. I was in stitches laughing at the little ghost. Enjoyed it. We're going to go to negatives real quick.
Okay.
Bowser's reason for invasion of Mushroom Kingdom felt dumb. I didn't like the reason for it. it felt like I didn't expect it, and I was like, I guess it kind of works, but it doesn't. It felt weird. Princess Peach feels too Elsa-ish by the end of the film. She even gets the power to like throw ice, and they put her in a blue dress, and I was like, this seems like a dig at Disney. Why would they make this decision? Felt weird. Toad is an insignificant character, and to be fair, he's kind of an insignificant character in the video games, but they don't give him very much. He's just a follower. The minute he shows up, he's all about Mario, and that's it, and he's just like a hype guy, given something to do. And no real attention to the secondary villains. It was a classic video games thing. There's a bunch of different kind of villains that you need to beat them in different ways. They didn't pay no attention to that in the movie. It's just between Bowser and Mario and Peach and the main characters in the video game. They don't go a little deeper into the secondary kind of little villains.
Mm-hmm.
Mario sees around the way. Those are my negatives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we look at final comments, we're going to take a piece of music. Is Jesse Cook. The reason I played it, it was called Mario Takes a Walk. Please.
It made perfect sense.
It did. It did, really.
By the way, yes. The music of Mario Brothers is iconic. I'm sure you've heard the jingles and the...
Probably not.
Come on, Jerry. Iconic. No?
I told you, I've never played the game that I can remember.
I'm pretty sure all your listeners are shocked right now if you've never played Mario. No?
I don't think so.
Just saying.
I don't play video games.
Me neither, I gotta be honest. I don't do video games.
No, they are good, see?
But Mario Brothers is like Mario Brothers.
So you made an exception, right?
I don't know. I thought Disney was gonna buy Nintendo at some point. I really did.
They're having too much problem with DeSantis.
I've got to get into that story. Yeah. I got a couple.
He's trying to reel them in, and they're finding ways around it.
Yeah, Bob Iger is not gonna.
If I was Disney, I'd say, okay, we'll go somewhere else.
Never do that, dude. You can't do that.
They've invested too much money.
You know they have laws inside Disney, like different from Florida. Like
I know that's what they're saying.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, listen. What are your final comments?
Final comments.
I'm going to look at another review after this and see if there's an equilibrium between the two.
Fair. I want to listen to the person reviewing. I want to know who it is. Anyways, here's my final comments on this movie. I've always been keen on classic cartoon characters taking the animated movie route when transitioning to the big screen. Nobody wants to see live-action Mario Brothers. We know nobody wants that. We've seen this. In the 90s it happened. It was a horrible movie. It got panned to the point that now it's a cult classic. So I understand. I gotta be honest. You remember that Bob Hoskins made that movie?
No.
Back in the 90s?
What was it about?
It was Super Mario Brothers. Live-action.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, horrible movie. I still watch it because it's so bad, it's good. Anyways, Super Mario Brothers is fun, nostalgic, and give great personalities to the two-dimensional characters we've known for over 40 years. Kids will love it. Adults will get to reminisce. Go enjoy at the movie theaters. It's a movie worth watching. I think the movie theaters are back. People are going back to the movie theaters. I've gone to 2 movies now, and it's pretty full of people. I'm excited. I can't wait for the movie theaters to come back.
You must have gone on the first night.
I haven't. I gotta be honest. I've gone in the middle of the week. I went on Sunday early. I hope it comes back. The question is, will people go back to see movies like Air, like the new Ben Affleck Matt Damon movie, or they will just go to big either kid movies or big superhero movies?
Affleck.
Anyways, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the Guardian newspaper.
Oh, God.
Okay. Kids will probably love this scattershot dash through Nintendo's most popular properties.
Yes.
But then kids, rarely the most discerning audience members, at the best of times, will routinely mistake familiarity for fun. Something that this lazy picture exploits extensively. Musical motifs from beloved games, minor characters, nods to the Mario legacy, all were greeted with shrieks of excitable recognition at the screening I attended. The Super Mario Brothers movie is a frantic Easter egg hunt of a film that does the bare minimum to please its loyal existing fan base. Those less enthralled by the antics of the moustached Italian plumber will wonder which of the Donkey Kong's weaponized barrels this joyless, noisy mess was scraped from.
Wow. What a review.
It's a little bit different to yours.
I feel the man reviewing it is probably your age.
I was just looking at it to see if they give the guy's name.
I wonder, because he seems like an old guy, like being...
Be careful.
Fair enough. Adult contemporary man.
He didn't like it very much. But funnily enough, even listening to the BBC the other day, somebody said in there that it broke box office rules, despite the fact that none of the critics really liked it.
I felt it. Listen, I go watch these movies with a not with a critical eye, but with a fun eye. I want to have a good time. Is the movie great? Will this movie win any type of Oscar or anything? No, it won't. Never.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Is it a fun time at the movie theater? Especially if you grew up with this character and this video game, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
You will enjoy it that way.
Okay.
I think that's my take.
Let's see, because we got... Renee's just come in and said... Oh, she said, have you watched Beef on Netflix?
It's on my queue. Okay.
Says it keeps popping up as a suggestion. And then yesterday our daughter told us that we must watch it. She really enjoyed it. Next on our list after we finish Your Honor with Bryan Cranston.
I've heard that show's really good.
Okay.
Your Honor.
And Rowena, up there in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
She says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Andreas, Ingrid, and family. And all the many breakfast show listeners.
Oh, we're a family? That's nice.
Yeah. There's always a black sheep in the family.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen the series on Netflix, Lydia Poet, pronounced by the characters as Poet, you see? So there we go.
That's the Italian one, yeah.
Very good period drama about a young female lawyer detective. And as Jerry mentioned last week, they've done a very good job with lip-syncing to the English dubbing. Feel better, Andreas. Rowena and Phil, by the way, 32 degrees Celsius here in Denver yesterday, which is more like it. So there we are. I've watched Lydia Poet.
You did? You did enjoy it?
I did enjoy it very much. And but yeah, you see what they can do now with, we mentioned it the other week, with this dummy, they can actually change the lip movements to the language.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's crazy.
And of course, the thing is now, because people are saying, well, yeah, but then you're going to get fakes. I mean, you're going to have, you know, Joe Biden saying something which he hasn't said at all, but they've actually changed the lip movements.
Interesting enough, they've been on this for a bit, like 5 years now, and I haven't seen, in all defense, it's not like I'm looking for it, but yeah. I haven't seen much repercussions of the possibility of doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I haven't seen somebody trying to do a deep fake on a major political figure or a major celebrity. Like, it hasn't brought any consequences, because as everything in the world or any technology, it's how you use it. Like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If nobody's out there trying to trick the world into something really bad, I think we're fine. I don't know. Hey man, just be nice. That's the rule of life. Be nice to people and
says the baby who left her on the other side of the wall.
I was nicer. I was trying to get her into the apartment.
We could do a movie about you. By the way, talking of which,
yeah,
what happened to your sitcom?
I actually talked to the producer this week, because I told him we won the scene.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm chasing him. I want that to work. Hell yeah. He tells me he should be finished by June, July. So let's see what happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I really, if you tell me, like, the option of doing a sketch comedy show that would be watched by people, I am all in. At this point, it's not about money. It's about, I want people to...
You
want to
be famous, don't you?
No, I want to...
Come on, admit it.
I want people to see the stuff I write. I think that's my purpose. And give me feedback.
So you're writing this...
I've wrote a couple sketches for that show, yeah.
Okay,
And the movie we won, I wrote it, like...
And I thought it was going to be funny.
Hey, man. As funny as this show.
This show's not funny.
People laugh hilariously at the show.
I don't think
so. I mean, when they join and they get a 10-minute grammar story.
You know, the beautiful thing about that lip syncing, of course, is radio.
Fair enough.
So anyway, so what is on the list to see? What's next?
Oh, the movie I'm most excited about this season, Air. The movie of how Nike signed Michael Jordan to the studio.
Oh, yes. To the Air Jordans. Mm-hmm.
I've been saying it, and it premiered last week. I obviously did not get a chance to watch it, but I'm hoping I can go on Thursday. Because I'm pumped. I love those kind of movies. I love me a good movie of people talking in rooms about stuff that quote-unquote happened in real life.
Well, funny, it was yesterday, I think, I mentioned it on... it was after the news, I think. I don't know if I put it on the end of yesterday's news. I might have done. But if you want to make an investment, buy a pair of his used sneakers.
I just saw...
$2.2 million.
That's the story I just saw. That's crazy.
Yeah, $2.2 million for a pair of... And I mean, it's second hand, for Christ's sake. I bet they're smelly, too.
I've never been a collector guy, but there's a big market for collections and baseball cards and all stuff like that. I've never had that want of having owned something or having a shirt signed by somebody and put it in a portrait in my wall. I've never been that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. There's a market, though. There's a big market for it. And it, as you said, it's an investment. Those things go up in value like a painting, man. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, well, talking about Bansky, you know, the graffiti
artist. Yeah.
I mean, people tear walls down to take his stuff away. You know?
Is he still doing stuff?
Yeah, no. It was something the other day as well where he was actually doing something and you actually saw him doing it. with his hands, but you didn't see his wearing a hoodie.
Okay.
Corner. But
is he British? I think he's British, correct?
Yes, of course. He's a good artist.
Oh, come on.
Yasmin, what have you got lined up for the movies?
Nothing,
man.
Hey, hang on.
He gave up on it.
What? They're not sending you anything anymore?
No, we got to talk to the people.
No?
Mm-mm. But I just saw horror movies or something like that.
There's a lot of horror movies coming up, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, there's the Pope's Exorcist.
The Pope's Exorcist?
Yeah, with Russell Crowe. What a falling from the heavens, man. Jesus. He's taking B-movies, B-horror movies. It's crazy.
Yeah, what did I see recently, which was a bit like
with Russell Crowe?
No. There was a movie I watched, and it was very B-ish. I can't remember. Can't remember what happened yesterday. So
you know what's coming
oh,
up?
Yeah, I was doing
you know what's thing. Coming up that you might enjoy?
Hmm?
Did you remember the movie about the giant shark, the Meg? They're doing a sequel of that. I heard.
No, I haven't seen that one. I saw the original. Jaws.
No, well, that's not it. This is about a giant. Not like a jaw-sized shark, like a comically big giant shark.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. That movie made out so much money that they're doing a sequel, which...
Does it wear a cape?
No, it's just a big-ass shark.
I tell you what, I saw an actual movie, an actual video clip the other day when I was rummaging, I think it was YouTube, about this huge great white.
Okay.
It must have been 15 feet. I mean, it was huge. And there was a guy in a, well, they call it a cage, but this wasn't a cage. This was a clear square box that
okay.
he was
glass.
In. Yeah, well, okay. glass or polycarbonate or something
it's
like
that. One of those.
But he was in this thing, and this shark was sort of swimming around. And what was interesting, all these other little fishes started to gather around the shark, obviously sensing that, hey, there might be some food coming up.
Interesting.
And then this shark came around, opened its jaws, and whimper because the shark
doesn't
see the glass, and it went for him. It tipped it over, and he fell out. And they all said they thought he was he swam. you could have jet skied this guy because I mean he was swimming so far. He survived.
That's one of those things.
But they didn't
never,
expect him to.
That's one of those things I have zero interest in. Like let me swim
absolutely.
With sharks.
Oh absolutely.
No interest.
Couldn't
in
agree
that.
With you more. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
But no, that was a quite amazing piece of footage. But this thing came in, jaws open. You know, it looked like something you'd see in the movies. You know, and that was scary. This thing was huge.
Human beings, man. Let nature alone.
Yeah, we can be a bit stupid at times. You've only got to listen to this show. Really.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Well, it's time for you
I think we just insulted our listeners.
It's time. it's time for you to go.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. Take care, my friend.
All right. See you next week. All being well.
All the best.
Andres Clementi for this week's movie review as we make our way up to the top of the hour. In the next hour of the program, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin, see what's happening in the world again, see how she got on yesterday at that event that she went to, what else she's got planned. If we have a couple of people born on this day in music, we'll take a look at those as well. Again, big thanks to Andres. Always good to have him with us here in the studio. Always a bit of fun. I hope you find your daughter soon, by the way.
Yeah, she's I'm looking for her. She's okay. Fine.
okay, it's time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 6674 1037. Got it? 6674 1037. 1037 or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
Absolutely. Now, tell you what, some other good advice for you. It's all to do with your printers and security. How about saying goodbye to connection issues with your printer? Print, scan and share to your printer with HP Smart App at any place and time. Now, all you've got to do is go to dspma.com, okay, dspma.com, that is DataServe, and check out the promotions that DataServe has on HP printers, some with installation, configuration, and maintenance included. Remember, dspma.com. That's it. That's the way to get yourself sorted out if you want any problems with your printing.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
This has got to be a special tribute to the houses of Newell, La Beja, and Extravaganza, Magnifique, Celeron.
Somebody when they're in that little ballroom.
Remember voguing? I tell you what, I remember going to some of the clubs in London when they did the voguing with Madonna like that. A lot of them used fans, you know, dancing with fans, you know, like the Chinese, the Japanese fans. You're lucky if you did that with both eyes. I tell you, it was dangerous. We started off with Malcolm McLaren and the Bootzilla Orchestra and Deep in Vogue. And that, of course, is Madonna and Vogue. We're going to take one more piece of music, then we'll check in with Yasmin, see what's happening in the world of Yaz. This is Foo Fighters, Chasing Birds.
My heart is 6 feet underground.
Fighters and Chasing Birds. If you are keeping on the time, 26 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock as we make our way towards the hour of 10. And, well, it's back to Yaz. Good morning, Yaz.
Good morning again.
It is again. It is again. You haven't done your Happy Wednesday yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. They wouldn't be complete without it. Now, what I want to know is how was yesterday?
Well, yesterday, as I told you before, it was crazy, but it was nice. It was good networking with everybody. Most of the translators that were there together with me were tour guides.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and we talk a lot about everything, you know, how is the market right now and everything. It was very nice.
Did you talk to the Turkish people?
Yes, a little bit. Of course, most of them speak in English.
Okay.
But there are, for example, some words that we had to translate. So it wasn't that hard, the work. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that hard. We could understand each other. But it was interesting.
Did you tell them we love their soap operas?
Oh, yes, they know that.
They know it.
I guess that's why they made this kind of activity, you know.
Because Christina follows those.
Yeah. This was like a mini Expo Comer, but
oh,
just
right.
For Turkey.
Okay, just for Turkey. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And but did they have sort of like goods there and stands?
Exactly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. What sort of things did they have?
Well, they had things for body skin. Mm-hmm. They had clothes, they had candies, sweets. What else they had? Most of the things were things like that.
Okay. Oh, good.
Oh, diapers. They have baby
products. Oh, diapers,
products.
Yes. Very important. Turkish diapers.
Baby products.
Delightful.
Yeah, things like that.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. But do you think it went well for them? Because, I guess the thing is they need to meet local people, don't they?
Yes, as this was the first time, I think it's a very good idea to do with different countries, you know? But, of course, they need to promote it in advance, because this was organized by the government.
Right.
And they need to invite every business, you know, every company here in Panama, so they can meet them. And
was the CCIAP there? The chamber?
Yeah, it was somebody, the representative of the Ministry of Commerce. But yeah, it needs more organization, better organization next time. But it was the first time, so they're learning, I guess.
No, but as you say, it's a good idea that, you know, you can have your main event, but do a few countries during the year.
Because it's not the same as Expo Comer, you know, it's too crowd, too loud. You cannot really talk to them or see the examples that they have. So this one is very, very nice. A very nice experience to be more close to them.
Who opened it, do you know?
Who opened it?
Somebody from the government, I assume, or?
Well, the ambassador of Turkey was there, and a representative of the Ministry of Commerce was there, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I mean, the CCIP, of course, is the private one. So I hope they were there, because that's, you know, where, because those are the businesses you need to get to go and see.
Exactly.
You know, but as you say, it needs to have good good publicity. I'm sure within those circles they did. Oh, so did you do much translating?
Not that much, because we were 10 translators. So
okay.
Yeah, that was enough.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. So it was a good day.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Very nice experience, yeah.
Oh, good. And what's next on your list?
Well, I got an invitation for tomorrow to go to the same place.
Oh, really?
To the same hotel. And it's because there's going to be the press conference of, let me tell you here, is the World Pride Panama press conference. They're going to be talking about all the educational activities they're going to have during that week. It's a week. So tomorrow I'm going to the press conference. It's going to be Doctora Gabrielle Britton. She's the daughter of...
Oh, Rosa.
Rosa Maria
Britton.
Oh,
yeah, because, you know, Rosa Britton was my mother's doctor for cancer, yeah.
And Dr. Daniel Pichel is going to be there, too. So I think that's going to be nice.
Good. That's good. And what's the topic?
It's the World Pride Panama.
World Pride?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're going to have a whole week of education about this topic. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised they want to.
Why?
You know what they're like. But no, that's great. Excellent. Oh, good. That's what, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, the press conference is tomorrow. So I'm going to know more about all the details about the activities they're going to have.
See if you can get somebody to come on, perhaps beginning of next week, talk about it.
Yeah, it would be good to have one of these doctors. You know?
Gabrielle, get Dr. Britton's daughter. She would be good. And I can say thank you to her for her mum.
Oh, yes.
So I think Dr. Rosa Britton actually had a day in her honour in Miami once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, she wrote a lot of books. She was very, very highly thought of. Because the thing is, what was really cool, because she was a little bit renowned of being quite sort of, you know, standoffish, a little bit sort of gruff or whatever. And my mother had heard this before she went, she wasn't sure. But they got on like a house on fire. Because my mother was the deputy treasurer for one of the large London hospitals, St. John's Hospital for Skin Diseases. And so they obviously had something in common, and they got on really well. But very, 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 very talented lady, Dr. Rosa Britton.
Yeah, that's true.
So good. So well, let's do one of your days of born on this day music that we got.
Yes, the first one, it's Alexander Briley. He was born in 1956. From American disco group The Village People, they had the hit singles Smash a Man, In the Navy, Go West, and the 1978 US number 2 hit YMCA. The group's name refers to New York City's Greenwich Village, at the time known for its large gay population.
Cool. And the one I'm going to play is the one they named after me. Can you guess what that one is?
No.
Macho Man.
Body, body, wanna feel, wanna feel my body, baby. Gotcha, feel, wanna feel my body, yeah, yeah. Wanna touch my body, baby. Not too much, my body, yeah, yeah. Check it out, my body, baby. Not too much, my body, yeah, yeah.
We go, yes, the Village People and Macho Man. Remember that one, yes?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Disco, big disco time, that one.
Yes, all their songs, they're very nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, let me see, what else have we got? How's Ian doing, by the way?
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
Fine, yeah.
When do schools go back?
Mm-hmm. He's already.
Oh, they're back already, are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Easter didn't last very long then. I think when I was at school, Easter, we used to have about 2 weeks off.
Ah, no, no, no.
No?
No, just 2 days.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
It's not much fun, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, well. So, what else is new in the world of jazz? Anything?
No.
Nope, that's mm-hmm. it then?
Yeah.
You've got your event tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow's what? Tomorrow's Thursday already?
Yes. It's
good grief. Mm-hmm. Do you know if Alex is coming in tomorrow?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know he gets quite busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, and then Friday. Oh, we got a guest on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Giovanna.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming from Fundación Oires Vivir.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's carrying on a little bit, really, because we spoke to Dr. Ascanio the other week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That went down well.
Yeah, she liked that interview, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not good. So, all right. So, yeah. Well, busy end to the week, then.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have a lie down now. What's your second born on this day in music?
The second one is Guy Berryman. He was born in 1978. Scottish musician, multi-instrumentalist from the band Coldplay, who had the 2000 UK number 4 single, Yellow, the 2000 UK number 1 album, Parachutes, and the 2005 worldwide number 1 album, X and Y, which was the best-selling album worldwide in 2005.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, you mentioned there, Yellow, the single.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've got about a few copies of it, different albums.
Mm.
But I don't think we've played it for some strange reason.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a listen, shall we?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. for you and all the things that.
That's a lovely track, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's strange when we haven't played that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize it?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I've heard it before.
You can obviously get out more than I do. So. All right, yes. Well, look, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
And your Wednesday. Yeah, can't believe it's Thursday already tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So, all being well, we might have Dr. Computer with us. But if not, we've got plenty of great music and things to talk about, haven't we?
Exactly.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, yes.
See
have a
tomorrow.
Great day.
Thank
all right.
You
see you tomorrow. Night. All the best. Foolish behaviour from Mr. Rod Stewart. Nothing new there. Right. I tell you what, there's a lot of singing there about killing his wife, isn't there? I mean, he's been through enough people, hasn't he? Partners, Susan Boffey, Jenny Rylance, Dee Harrington, Britt Eklund, and Kelly Emberg. Two wives. We've got, from 1991 to present, Alana Collins. And Penny, three times. We've got Rachel Hunter and Penny Lancaster. He's got eight children, too. Wonder where all those wives went. Might be a little something in that song, you know.
Give me a sign.
Bring us out of this morning's breakfast show. That is the Coach Club, of course. And do you really want to hurt me? And that's it. Time to say our thanks for this morning. Big thank yous, of course, to Andreas Clementi for this week's movie review. He went to say the Super Mario Brothers, so if you want to hear what he had to say, you can listen to the program, of course, on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And or you can, you can have a read-up on there as well. There we go. Big thanks to Andreas. A big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. She's up there in the Estados Unidos in the United States, enjoying time with her parents. Hey, 70, celebrated it yesterday, 70 years of marriage. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, of course, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, who does all our social media as well, etc., etc., and is the public face of the Breakfast Show. So big thanks to Yasmin. Also to our co-producer, Neil Danby, gets a lot of our background information for us for the program. And the boys and girls of Group Agrada, who keep us up and running. But most importantly, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to contact us, just WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. All right, that's our WhatsApp here. Pops up on the studio right in front of us so we can deal with it straight away. And, that's it then. I just have to remind you that whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning when we're back with you here on Cool FM, please do it carefully, because what do you want to be doing tomorrow morning? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.